The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Animal welfare advocates are calling for the shutting down of Ontario's aquatic theme park, Marineland. The province has announced two more beluga whales have died at the Niagara Falls attraction. Michelle Song has more.
Shut this place down.
World Animal Protection's Melissa Matlow says enough is enough. Ontario's Ministry of the Solicitor General says two beluga whales died sometime this month at Marineland, but it did not say how they died. The province's Animal Welfare Services has been investigating the Niagara Falls attraction since 2020. Through Freedom of Information requests, the Canadian press found that now a total of 17 whales have died at the park since 2019. Matlow says she is worried about the animals that are left.
Firstly, given the high number, the alarmingly high number of whale deaths in such a short amount of time, what are the conditions for the existing animals?
Marineland told CBC News the whales died from torsion, which is an abnormal twisting of the stomach. It says vets tried to conduct surgery to correct the problem, but were not able to. Michelle Song, CBC News, Toronto.
Ontario's budget deficit will more than triple in the upcoming fiscal year to nearly $10 billion, and the province's economic growth will slow down to 0.3% in 2024. That's the forecast in the provincial budget unveiled today. Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy admits life has rarely been this expensive. That's why the province, he says, chose to raise the deficit rather than cut spending or raise taxes. Two scientists working at Canada's top infectious disease lab were able to share secrets with China. But how? A parliamentary committee will be looking to answer that question. MPs have approved a motion by Ontario Conservative MP Michael Chong to investigate the affair.
It's a grave and serious matter because a government scientist clandestinely collaborated with the government and the military of the People's Republic of China and was paid clandestinely by the government and the military of the People's Republic of China without the government of Canada knowing.
The two scientists studied deadly viruses at Winnipeg's National Microbiology Laboratory. They were stripped of their security clearances and fired in 2019. The RCMP started an investigation that same year. The man and woman are now reportedly working in China. Six people are still missing and presumed dead after a cargo ship smashed into a major Baltimore bridge, causing it to collapse. Officials warn the blocked port will also have ripple effects on the American supply chain, and rebuilding it will likely take months or even years. Chris Reyes has the latest.
It will not be quick. It will not be inexpensive. But we will rebuild together.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg giving that commitment at the foot of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, a critical artery for the Port of Baltimore, one of the biggest in the country and a major import and export hub for vehicles. President Joe Biden has also promised all the federal resources needed to get the bridge rebuilt.
15,000 jobs depend on that port. And we're going to do everything we can to protect those jobs.
For Maryland Governor Wes Moore, search and rescue remains the top priority.
I have already authorized the deployment of everything from air, land, and sea resources to make sure that this operation is carried out to its fullest intent.
The National Transportation Safety Board has launched an investigation into the company that owns the Singapore-based cargo ship that collided with the bridge. Chris Reyes, CBC News, New York.
A New York judge has issued a gag order on Donald Trump. The sanction is related to Trump's hush money trial, which begins on April 15th. It prohibits the former president from attacking key figures in the case, such as his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The criminal case involves allegations Trump illegally used campaign money to keep an alleged affair secret while he was running in 2016. He is not allowed to make public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, or jurors. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.